is the growth that I, and I know many others, have seen in Rabbi Levin, in the drushes and the learning, and the hiatus that Rebbe took was a bracha for our call, because Rabbi Levin grew on an exponential level. I hope nobody steals you. But I heard today even people came during his arms here and said how great it was here from 11. And I think from our end, all of us take a tremendous pride in you, in your family, and in the Torah you give over to each and every one of us. And I don't mean just to us as men in the room. I know that my daughter, and I know many other people here, their children, that Shiloh Sabbath 11 ask questions and feel very comfortable, that the Hashem is not just on each one of us, but on our entire families. And for that, I am deeply grateful. The whole evening, all people I feel connection, the whole evening is people that have had a tremendous Hashem in my life. You know, by Levin, Rebbe, or Kamensky, that I can only ask at this point Rabbi Levin to come and share some Dibrei Tzicha with us.
Bershus, Marid Rabbeinu, Weinberger, Bershus, Rabbi Kamensky, Bershus, all the Chasher Rabbanim, and guests who are here this evening. Some of you know that I decided to dedicate this year's Siyum to Rav David Kamenetsky. This is past year, a week after Shavuos. I want to acknowledge the presence of the Rebbetzin, who's here in attendance, and his children who've come. Now we're taught in Chinuch that there are two partners when it comes to Chinuch. There are those, the yeshiva, the rebbeim, partnered with the parents in the home. And there needs to be this consistency of being mechanech the children between the yeshivas and the parents. And inconsistencies are very detrimental to the Chinuch of the children. As long as those two are consistent with each other, it's a tremendous bracha for the children. But in truth, there's really a third element when it comes to chinuch, and that's the chinuch that's provided by a shul. And in particular, when it comes to the rav, or the rav of the youth in a particular shul, which has a tremendous hashpa on the young men and women growing. And those of us who grew up in Tinak had a tremendous zechus of attending the Timinin in Bnei Asher. And we didn't really know what we had. We took it for granted until we went to other shuls to see how they didn't run a Timinin. Some Timinin are run like a circus. It's completely hefker. Others are run like a jail and it's very cold. And then we had something very special, us growing up in Tinak. A team in and led by Rabbi David Kamenetsky, where he was able to teach us how to have a proper decorum, how to lead us in a way of keeping quiet, yet showing tremendous love and care for each one of us. So I spent more than 10 years every single Shabbos in that team in, where he taught us how to daven in our seat, how to daven from the Amud, how to lay in, how to hear Devar Torah. And it was the most pleasant experience you could possibly imagine. And everyone who lived and grew up in Tinak, or those who passed through, knew what this reputation of the Bnei Asher and Timinin had. And this is only a small influence that he had. Rabbi Kamenetsky had influence in yeshivas and MDS and camps. My small interaction with Rabbi Kamenetsky was in the Timinin, and that was a tremendous impact and influence in my life. Each year I like to describe a different aspect of how the Torah is compared to different things that Chazal describe. And this year I decided to choose the aspect how Chazal described Torah is compared to chalav, compared to milk. And the Gemara tells us, it links together, groups together, that Torah is compared to mayim, yayin, and chalav. It's compared to water, it's compared to wine, it's compared to milk. And Reb Tzadok explains the progression of these different liquids as follows. Then when it comes to water, water represents one who learns Torah without hargasha, without feeling, without passion. That's mayim. And then when one learns with hargasha, with passion, that's called yayin. And then when one gets to the point of teaching others, that's called chalav, milk, nursing the children. And that is very much parallel to the Gimel Regalim. Sukkis is keneged mayim. And when we are nidonim ala mayim, when we're judged on the water for the year, as Sfas Emes says, it's also the mayim, the Torah for the year. Ein mayim ala Torah. Sukkis is keneged mayim. And then comes Pesach, and Pesach is keneged yayin. And then comes Shavuos, it's keneged chalav, as we know, where we were given the Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us that chalav, gave us that Torah to teach us. And when it comes to teaching Torah, Rebbeim to students and parents to children, this element of Torah being compared to chalav, compared to milk, the Pirkei Avot writes in his Sefer Tevas Goma, quoting from the Olas Ephraim, that there are three unique aspects, three attributes of chalav in the way it's compared to Torah. He says, based on the pasuk in the Karbanos of Shavuos, the pasuk says, Chadasha LaHashem B'Shavuos Eichem. Chadasha LaHashem B'Shavuos Eichem. The Rashi table is chalav. Chadasha LaHashem B'Shavuos Eichem. And he says each of these three words that appears in the context of Karbanos Shavuos represents a different element that we learn from Torah. So he explains that the aspect of Chadasha, that Chadasha means, as the Gemara explains, that every time a child nurses, that chalav tastes like something davar chadash, something new. So too when one teaches Torah, has to be taught with tremendous chadshus. Lashem represents what the Gemara tells us, that when one is learning and teaching, has to be humble. And that's Lashem, to always have Lashem in mind. And B'Shavuos Eichem represents Shavuos every single week, there's Shabbos that represents Menucha. And when one teaches, when one drinks milk, there's a certain level of menucha, as we know from the story of Ya'el, a certain level of falling asleep. And so when one teaches, it must be with menucha, giving rest, giving satisfaction to the Talmud. So these three elements of Chadasha LaHashem B'Shavuos Eichem, Hischadshus, Anivus, and menucha, is all captured, or was captured, in Rav David Kamenetsky. And not only the way that he taught, but also the way he carried himself as an individual. The way he ran that team in and my interactions with him was always with hitzchadshus and excitement, balanced with tremendous humility, Lashem. And on top of that, with menucha. For those who heard the levayas and the shiva, all the espedim, that's what he was. Never getting upset. Was able to run that team in my experience with tremendous menucha, hitzchadshus, and anivus. And the greatest nachas that he has is when he sees his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And all his students, those who went through the Timinin, the students in yeshivas, the students in camp, that continue on his legacy of learning and teaching that chalav, passing on that in the same way he did with Chadasha LaHashem B'Shavuos Eichem, Hischadshus, and Anivus, and Menucha. And with that, it's a great pleasure that Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky agreed to speak this evening. All his children follow in his derech, but Rabbi Kamenetsky, who's here in the community, as we all know, mechanech par excellence, doesn't need my haskam, obviously. But my personal encounters with him, aside from our parents living next door to each other, though that was only more recently, but he was one of my babysitters growing up. Hope he doesn't share any stories of those times, of not myself, but maybe my brothers. And he gave me my first chance in Chinuch, my first job in Chinuch in Leib Shlomo, and I'm very, very grateful for that. So it's a great honor to ask Rabbi Kamenetsky to share some words.
The Rebbe, Rabbeinu, Bershus Rabbi Levin, Shlita, Bershus my mom. Our family is overwhelmed. Certainly, we were overwhelmed before just even hearing the whole idea that Rabbi Levin was going to dedicate a Siyum HaShas in memory of Yemori Hareini Kavaras Mishkavo. We were overwhelmed before, but listening to Rabbi Levin speak about my father even more, on behalf of my mom, on behalf of my siblings, on behalf of our Mishpacha, we have tremendous Hakaras Hatov to Rabbi Levin for dedicating this evening in memory of Avi Mori, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. My mom said outside before, and as we walked in, that knowing that Rabbi Levin was dedicating tonight to my father, and we of course know that where they are in that world of truth, they certainly know a lot about what's going on down here, and I know for sure that tonight is giving my father tremendous Aliyah, his neshama, tremendous Aliyah, and giving him so much nachas ruach to just hear what Rabbi Levin just spoke about. And as you just heard, my personal relationship with Rabbi Levin goes back a very, very long time. I did think briefly about revealing what went on when his parents would leave the house at those times. The truth is that Rabbi Levin made it very clear that I was not allowed to speak about him tonight. So you're going to hear that I'm actually going to say nothing nice about him, only negative. We're going to speak only negative tonight. And anything that you hear me say, you'll understand, b'derech remez, what I'm referring to. But please understand that I was given very strict orders about that. Rabbi Levin just mentioned that my father had a very, very special way about the way he ran his team meeting, which is the same way that he was always with everybody who he interacted with, and it was the same way he was a principal, and the same way he was a Rebbe, and the same way he taught math, and the same way he taught Navi. And I think it's really an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has 22 explanations in the Pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Es Haaretz. Don't worry, I'm not going to share all 22 of them with you, although I had a Havamina doing that. One of them, he says, quotes a Gemara in Brachos, Od Yirtze, this is the 17th explanation. Od Yirtze al derech omrim zal, kol mi sheyesh bo yiras shamayim devarav nishvaim. A Gemara in Masechta Brachos, and davav amidbeis. Vatam ki hayorei devar Hashem yidaber mitoch kimas nafsho. Someone who has yiras shamayim, people want to listen to what he has to say because he doesn't speak from his guf. He doesn't speak from his gashmias. He doesn't speak from that aspect of him. He speaks from his soul. V'kevin shekein, takir nefesh hashomas uskabel tochachas musar. People want to hear musar from somebody who has yiras shamayim. V'madvar miyotze me'aguf ein shaychus l'nefesh l'shmoa. K'mosh ramzu chazal v'masham ha'kosuv. Beautiful from Kriya Shema. V'hoyu advar ma'el asher anochi mitzav chayom alav avecha. Then, if the words of Torah are nichnas in a person that he is a Yerei Shamayim, Mimela, then you could do Vishinantam Levanecha. Parents should be aware of this as well, because that's the Pashup Shad, right? Banech Eil Tamidecha, but also the Pashup Shad is true also. When a person, when these words enter into a person's heart, and he shares them in an emistic, sincere way, so then Vishinantam Levanecha, then it's possible to go on and teach people, and people will actually hear, because the neshama understands that words that come from the neshama, like we Chazal say, Dvarim ayotzim el alev nechnasim el alev. V'hema talmidim, v'hu omro, bereshis, shehi ayira, Ka'omram zal, bara Hashem es ha-shamayim, perish yeh yirei shamayim. Oz yishoma kol ovi lamadam das, v'hu omro ve'es ha-aretz. He quotes from, he's paraphrasing a Tikkuni Zohar, that Bereshis is osios yiras shev. And the way to tshuva, the way of shiva, the way of shev, the way of shav, lashuv, through yiras, is through yiras shamayim. And then, ve'es ha-aretz, so Bereshis, the way towards yiras, tshuva, growing through yira, is first, baral kemes ha-shamayim, first you have to have yiras shamayim, and then ve'es ha-aretz, then the people on the aretz will listen. That's one of the 22 explanations. And this was very, very much, I think, the reason why my father was matzliach, because he was somebody who had yiras shamayim. He was somebody who, as Rabbi Levin said, didn't have gaiva. And I want to just speak a little bit about tonight's siyum and how I think tonight's siyum and my father and it connects to the event, and of course not speaking about Rabbi Levin, but you'll see. So the pasuk says about the Eitz HaChaim that the Eitz HaChaim was besoch hagan. This year I have the schus of learning every week the Ksava Kabbalah of Yaakov T. Mecklenburg, and he talks about what's the Eitz HaChaim besoch hagan. So he says the Eitz HaChaim, he refers to a sifrei. The sifrei says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden la'avda u'lishamra, so the sifrei says ala Torah v'ala mitzvah la'avda ze Talmud u'lishamra elu ha-mitzvos pikad Rav Elazar la'avda lasok b'divrei Torah tag miyonos and ben ozil mehevi polach bo reisa u'lemintar pikudah. That was the role of Adam HaRishon. So frekti ksava Kabbalah, where was the Torah in Gan Eden? Where was the Torah in Gan Eden? V'adayin lo shamanu shayis haTorah mitzuya bagan. Ve'in safek b'zeh shmiyano kura b'lashin Eitz HaChaim b'soch hagan. Ki b'shem zeh karash shlomo as haTorah b'amro Eitz HaChaim hi l'machazikim ba. U'bebrachos Eitz HaChaim hi haTorah. So the Eitz HaChaim was b'soch hagan. So Gan Eden was a place that the Eitz HaChaim was besoch hagan. And the Aruch Chaim, in one of his other explanations, says, of course, Chazal say that Bereshis, the whole world was created for Torah. Bishvil HaTorah shenikreis Reishis. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes that someone who has Misha Zacha BaTorah, Zacha B'chol HaOlam, if the whole world was created for Torah, Bishvil HaTorah, Bereshis, Bishvil HaTorah shenikreis Reishis. So someone who studies Torah, Zohar, the whole world, Misha Zacha BaTorah, Zacha B'chol HaOlam. That's what the whole world was created for. Torah and mitzvos were not just the center of my father's life, they were his entire life. By my father, the Eitz HaChaim was besoch hagan. It was the middle of everything, it was the middle of his whole life. And it's a big nechama to our family that we know that our father is reaping the benefits of a lifetime that was completely dedicated to elevating to his own learning and his own shmiras hamitzvos, and completely dedicated to elevating all of those around him. Their shmiras hamitzvos, their Talmud Torah. This was in his entire life. This was his whole essence. And in truth, the whole world was created. Misha zacha b'Torah, zacha b'chol ha'olam. We of course know Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Torah creates worlds for a person, and we know that my father is reaping the rewards now for a lifetime that he spent, that his Eitz HaChaim was besoch hagan. My father was a unique masmid. He was a unique, and to be able to make a siyum, and for a person, my father also made a number of siyum and finished shas a couple of times with the Daf Hayomi. And my father was a very big masmid. He was able, my father was incredibly mesuder. He was an incredibly mesuder person. If you want to make a siyum on something, you have to be someone who's incredibly mesuder. My father knew how to make the most of a few minutes. I think of this all the time when we daven on Shabbos morning. Limnos yameinu kein hoda, v'navi levav chachma. David HaMelech says to count your days. That's wisdom. Kein hoda v'navi levav. That brings a person towards a heart of wisdom. My father every single day did daf yomi twice a day. He did the halacha yomis every day. Did the mishnah yomis every single day. At this Siyum, we also see the value of what a person can accomplish if you're Mesudr. That every day you have a Seder Kavua, and you know, HaKavata Yitim LaTorah, the Gemara says, you're going to get that. When you get up there in Shemayim, they're going to ask you, HaKavata, not just did you learn, but was your learning a Kvius? Was this something that's a set part of you? My father was the type of person, he ate the same thing for breakfast every day, ate the same thing for lunch every day. He was so Mesudr. He was someone who knew exactly what he was supposed to be doing, when he was supposed to be doing it. And this is the way a person is kovei tim la Torah. And I certainly think, and I know that it's sort of the elephant in the room tonight, but the question we all have to ask ourselves is, when we walk out of this room tonight, how are we going to be different? Seeing this, I don't know how many years we're talking already. It's 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. It's a lot of years already. So, okay, I think it's also a dangerous thing. You think you see Rabbi Levin, okay, he's finished the Shas 100 times, like a person walks out saying, well, I can't do that. I can't do a Siyum HaShas every year. So a person says, I can't. So we walk out, we had a nice night, we had a nice evening, we had good food, and we walk out and we heard. But I think we all have to, and I, you know, in memory of my father, I took upon myself also to Bli Neder, Shuva Kabbalah Belev, to do Daf Yomi twice, to do it twice. I took upon myself that as well. And I think we have to all ask, if finishing Shas every year is probably not a realistic goal for most of us, but the question is, what is the realistic goal? So what is, how can we come at it tonight and take something? But it takes Seder. My father was a gadol in Midos. He was a gadol in Midos Tovos. My father never had a bad word to say about anybody. He was always besimcha. I remember when we sat Shiva, so Rabbi Fendel, who's a Rosh HaMechanchim, who was a Rav for many years, he said, your father had the secret in Chinuch, the secret ingredient. We have to publicize it. People don't know nowadays that this is the secret to all of Chinuch. Your father had it. You don't need to write a book about this. He said he simply just loved all the kids. He loved all the kids. And it wasn't like something that he had to show. It was something that he sincerely felt at all times. As others said, he was a gadol in midos. Somebody just last week, I met somebody who, you know, I said, I always meet people, you know, I went to school with your father. So I said, tell me your story, tell me something about it. He said, we were a little bit wild in high school, but somehow when your father came in, he had a way of just calming everybody down. My father was the most calm person you ever met. He was the principal of a school. He was the director of a camp. He was the most calm person. Nothing could rattle him. Basically, the only time I ever saw him lose his cool in camp was when a kid burnt down a bunk with kids inside it. But aside from that, like nothing else could have. He was just totally unflappable. And it was these were his midos. He had emuna, so nothing really. How bad could it get? You have emuna bitachon b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the worst thing, and the truth is that I think his emuna and his bitachon certainly has given our family strength, because you know he was nifter at a relatively young age. Depends who you ask, but you know Baruch Hashem he worked to the very last day of his life, was doing what he needed to do, taught Torah till the very last day of his life. Led his minion and taught Torah, but he was a gadol in midos. On the pasuk v'hayu lo ososu l'ma'adim, Rav Hirsch points out that the stars and the moon and talks about the rainbow and all these things are simanim about our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rainbow is of course zos os habris. The stars, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu and said, Koye Ezarecha, look at the stars, that the stars are supposed to show us about our connection. And HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Chazal say that the moon, Shehem Asidim L'schadish Kemosa, the moon is supposed to show us that even when a person feels down and dark, there's always going to be a schadish. That's Klal Yisrael's like that. We're supposed to look at the moon to be a simon. Vayu lo osos, L'modim Rehersh says, it doesn't just mean lo osos, it means osos should be a symbol for us, how we're supposed to conduct our lives. And I was thinking along those lines, the sun, every morning, the sun rises and the sun sets, and the sun rises and the sun sets. My father was incredibly consistent. He Not only was it a mass, but he was so consistent. You could set your clock by the time he would walk out of his house every morning to go, or used to be running, and then walking while he was listening to the Daf Yomi. Adam Gadol in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Shiva, told me that one time he saw my father walking on the street in Yerushalayim, and he said hello to him, and my father looked at him and didn't give him a proper Aleichem Shalom. And so he just kept on walking. And then 20 minutes later, my father showed up at his door and was banging on his door and said, I have to apologize. I was mamish in the middle of a sugya. He was trying to figure out the teretz. He was in the middle. He didn't even notice that by the time he realized that the rabbi had said Shalom Aleichem, the rabbi had passed him already. He felt so bad. He walked in. So at the shiva, the Rosh Shiva came to tell me this story, that because my father was so focused on the daf while he was walking, that he didn't notice what was going on around him. So you could set my. He was so consistent. As Akeva Zachata said about Boker, he's so consistent. Everything. He was consistent in his midos. He was consistent. And again, tonight, see him. The way it comes about is the same thing with midos, with consistency. Rav Hirsch also says that's why by the Trumas Hadeshin, you would always take a little bit from yesterday's ashes and put it on the ground. Why did the Kohen have to see yesterday's ashes on the floor when he'd go do the avodas? Rav Hirsch said, to teach us that you don't necessarily need his schadjas. And Rebbe Levin talked about his schadjas. If you do today exactly what you did yesterday, if yesterday you davened with Erlich, you davened with Kavani, you learned, you kaveit and latorah, you did, and you made brachos, and you did what you're supposed to do, and you did chesed, and you did what you're supposed to do yesterday. So if you do tomorrow the same thing you did yesterday, that's also good. You don't have to recreate the world every single day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to consistency. He wants us to be consistent. This is the way my father was. My father had kvius. My father was unbelievably concerned about Klal Yisrael. He didn't just learn for himself, but he got involved to make sure that the community, he couldn't sit still. If there was one Jew somewhere who wasn't 100% the way he should be, he felt an achrayus to Klal Yisrael. And by sharing this siyum tonight, Rabbi Levin is also somebody who feels that achrayus. And I saw somewhere, I don't even know who said it, but Nasa Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling out to all Mechanchim and Rabbanim and parents. Nasa Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just say, yeah, I made the basics, but it requires everybody else to get involved in helping out to make people, to make Klal Yisrael, to make especially the children. Baruch Hu is calling out to every parent, to every Rebbe. Nasa Adam, together we're going to do it. My father felt that achrayus to get involved in helping kids. And Mamish, the only day he had off was Shabbos. And the shul put out a thing. There used to be somebody got paid to run the teen minion. And the shul put out a bulletin. We can't find any teenagers to do it. So maybe somebody, just for a little while, wants to take it over till we find somebody. So 22 years later, my father was still running the minion. He answered there was nobody to do it. It was one day off a week he had. He's going to do it. He volunteered, never took a penny for it. He volunteered to do it for 22 years. He helped raise a generation of teaching people how to daven. My father believed in people. This is the end. My father believed in people. He believed in every child's potential. He believed in himself. He knew he had kochus. Honestly, I don't think he had any hasaga of how much hashpah he had on people. I know that he didn't. And my mother had no idea at the shiva. We were completely blown away by people who came out of the woodwork, people who just knew him from the teen minion, people who knew him from here. I mean, I could go on all night, but he had no idea how many kochos he had, but he also knew that he needed to use his kochos. And like I said, as Rabbi Levin mentioned, I used to babysit for him, and I will say that when I babysat for Rabbi Levin when he was in the third grade, in the fourth grade, fifth grade, and I would say I knew Rabbi Levin also in high school, he was not different than any kid, any regular kid in the neighborhood here in high school. And I know a lot of the kids in the neighborhood in high school. Rabbi Levin was nothing special. That's what I'm only going to say not nice things about him. He was nothing special. He was nothing special in elementary school. He was a regular kid. He was a regular kid like every other kid in the neighborhood. So it's a mechaya for all of us, for me. He was a regular kid. He was a regular person, He's a regular kid who went to Frisch. This is a big mechayev, because you could see what you can do with yourself when you when you want to do something with yourself. And my father believed in himself, and he believed in all the kids, and that's why I feel like he has such nachas ruach tonight. And just to close, one of the other pshatim of the Aruch Chaim says, "Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim." First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates your chelek for you in Shamayim. Your first chelek, yeah. Then afterwards, whatever's left over, you get al ha-aretz. That's one of the other 22 pshatim. So our family has nechama because we know that while my father's life on the aretz maybe wasn't as long as we would have liked it to be, but we know and whatever afflictions he had here on the aretz, he had a couple of minor afflictions, minor/major/minor afflictions, but not, you know, but we have a nechama knowing that that we know that his chelek in Shamayim was the ikar chelek. That's his big chelek. And whatever he had on the aretz, that's gravy. But lamaisa, that was Hashemayim. So again, just tremendous hakaras hatov to Rabbi Levin. I want to also mention to Aryeh Levin, who's here, how much hakaras hatov our family has for all that you help. And to Dr. and Mrs. Levin, the help that you always were to our family as neighbors, and especially being there on that day, and all that you mean to us as neighbors. So we it's all the good things that the Shachin Tov is about. So we should always celebrate, hopefully, good times together. And all of us should be inspired from this Siyam. I'm hoping to take it myself, that we should continue to grow in our Torah learning, our Yerushalayim and Mitzvos, and Shemiras HaMitzvos, until that day when hopefully we'll be reunited again in Yerushalayim HaKodesh.
Amen.
Like each year, I can never really introduce my Rebbe, so I'm not, certainly not in his own shul, it doesn't need an introduction. So I'm going to just use the opportunity just to thank Rav Weinberger and the Rebbetzin for everything that they have done for myself and my wife and my family, and their leadership and their advice and their teaching, so thank you so much.
Besides my home, there's no other place in the world where I feel as much as an insider as here. But tonight I feel that it really is the simcha of Rabbi Levin and his mishpacha and his schus, the Elias Neshama of Rabbi David Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and his dear family, Baruch Menachem L'Chaim. And I feel that me to speak now, it would only be, first of all, to violate Rabbi Levin's yearly request not to say anything about him, which I don't particularly care about him telling me that. It doesn't. I know he's so afraid. I don't just come out. He always tells me that. I ignore it. That's okay. And there's a verse from the Holy Majid that I shared with you once. A couple of years ago, in the pasuk "V'salachti b'soichem ayisal lechem lelokim," Hashem says such an amazing thing that I'm going to walk amongst you. I'm going to walk with you. And Rashi says, "Atayel imochem began Eden." Rashi is bringing from Chazal. "Atayel imochem began Eden." I will take a tiul. I'll go on a tiul with you. A spatzir. I'll take a walk with you in Gan Eden. "Atayel imochem began Eden v'yisal lechem lelokim," and you can still remember that I'm God. That I'm going to walk with you in Gan Eden. And that's where your father. That's where your father is. Taking that spatzir in Gan Eden. But the Majid says something that he adds that, you know, it's questionable. We don't know exactly where is Gan Eden. The Ramban in Teres Adam goes over the views in Chazal, whether it's a place in this world or it's beyond this world. But everybody wants to, at some point, somewhere in Swansea, to be able to go on that tiul, to be able to take a walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, we have a lot of questions. I know I have a lot of questions I'd like to ask. And to be able to take that walk, the Majlis has said, when Hashem said, Atayel Imachim Gan Eden, see, our Gan Eden is someplace in this world or beyond this world, but the Majlis said the Gan Eden of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the heart and the mind of a Jew. That's what Hashem's Gan Eden is. And the little that I knew, Rabbi David Kamenetsky, the schus that I had to share some Divrei Torah with him, to hear from him, to speak a little bit, we took once a little walk together, the schus that we had to see him here in the shul. He has a luchtike Gan Eden. It's an illuminated Gan Eden. That while he was in this world, that Hashem enjoyed being with him in that Gan Eden of his heart, of that tremendous heart, the love of other Jews, children. He had a luchtike Gan Eden in this world, and certainly in the other world it's a shining Gan Eden. The family, the mishpacha, there are no words. There are no words. Every second that Rabbi Yisrael and Elisheva have been in our shul, their responsibilities have taken them out of the Dalet Amos, that when life was a little simpler, we were able to be together all the time here in shul. But those moments for us, for everybody in the Kehillah, it's the greatest pride that Rabbi Yisrael and Elisheva are here in our shul. It was the greatest pride for us. And then when Rabbi Dovah would come and the father would come, it was squared. So how do you take this walk in Gan Eden? I mean, without having to be underneath a matzeva, you know. While living, while being alive. So in the parasha it says about, there was a person, it says, Vayishalach chanach es Elokim, ve'ineinu kilokach ois Elokim. It says that chanach walked with Hashem. Vayishalach chanach es Elokim, ve'ineinu kilokach ois Elokim, and then he disappeared because God took him. So let's tie this in for a second to the Baal Simcha, to my dear friend, to Rabbi Levin, to Rabbi Yoni. In Sichas Aran, in a few places, Rabbi Nachman revealed his Derech HaLimud, his way of learning Torah. It's very, very unique, very different. I'm not going to go into any pratim, it's not the time. Rabbi Nachman was a person who, from a very, very young age, had already finished Shas, Shulchan Aruch, had finished all the Medrash and Zohar HaKadosh many, many times, from the time that he was a child. And he had a way of learning that was very, very quick, very fast. He believed that one should not get stuck in his learning, and if there's something that is not going, get weiter, keep on going. You'll understand that you come around again the next time, the next time, the next time. Every day there needs to be a certain time for iyun, to learn more in depth. But in general, Rabbi Nachman's way was to take a shpatzir through Torah, to take a tiyul through all of Torah. Listen to his words in Chav Ches and Sichas Aran. Roy Lodim Shiyavar V'yelech B'zeh Ha'ilam B'chol Asfar M'kadosh V'lum Ha'kulam K'desh Yivachol Mokam. Rabbi Nachman said it's right that a person should walk through, should visit all the svarim, Shas, Chassidus svarim, all the svarim, so that he should be in every place. Because he says that svarim gedolim, noblemen, princes, very chashuv people, they travel. They travel. And now you can do things with points. But they didn't have points then. So the Sarim, the Chshuvim, only those people, regular people, lived in the same miserable shtetl for generations. But big noblemen, people, they used to travel. And it was a thing by the Sarim, the Chshuvim, the Gedolim, Shahol Chivayvim with Medinas, to go from one Medina to another Medina, from one country to another country. It was very expensive. And they spent all this money traveling around the world, these princes and kings, so when they would come back, they would be able to be mispora, to take pride and to say, Shahai ben Medinas, that he was in this Medina and that Medina. That was Rabbi Nachman's. that the Tsar would be able to say, I was all the way in Warsaw. That was like his hasaga, you know. Warsaw, I'm talking about Bermuda, you know, Warsaw, Varsha, to go from Russia, you know, to Varsha. Kamar Cheney says, now he's talking about us. Roy Shia Ha'odam Ba'il Mazeh B'chol Mekoymes HaKadoshim Shel HaTayr. He wasn't talking about visiting all the Mekoymes HaKadoshim, to go to visit places. He said a Jew should spend his life visiting all the holy places of Torah. Kadesh Yuchel Espar Ba'ilam Haba. So when he comes to Gan Eden after 120, he'll be able to take pride. Shahayim B'chol Mokam. He can say to Rabbi Shalom, I've visited everywhere. I can't say that I'm an expert in that place or that place in Torah. I'm not a Rav Moshe Feinstein. I can't say that I'm a Vilna Gaon. But I visited all of your places. Da'ayna b'chol ha'svarim k'na. U'la'osed b'olam haba mazkirin o'yse kol ma shalomad b'olam hazeh. I mentioned this on Sukkot. And then in that world of truth, even though he doesn't remember all that he learned, and when he went to different places in Torah, he didn't understand everything. And sometimes he had to just keep on moving to get to the next place, the next place. But Hashem is going to give him every place, wherever he stopped off on his journey of life to learn in those places, in this Gemara, in this Medrash, in this Sefer, in this Chassidish Sefer, this Musa Sefer, this Chazal, whatever it is, Hashem is going to give him everything. He'll understand everything. And we'll give him that great gift for being somebody who spent his life on that great tiul, on that spatzir, on that walk with Hashem and his Torah through life. The Seder Hayom, Rabbi Yisrael said, you know, not everybody could do this, what Rabbi Levin is doing, and I'm not taking away, it's a monumental achievement. And it doesn't become less monumental that it's year after year. But Rabbi Nachman's Seder Hayom was the following. This is an Ayin Vav. Pam Echad, one time Rabbi Nachman said, Masha Adam Tzarech Lilmod B'chol Yayim, that what a person should learn every day. Danu Ligmo B'chol Shana Shas. He said that a regular Jew, every Jew, he said he's a regular kid. That a regular Jew... My father said that where he came from in Hungary, there were people, there were store owners, like my grandfather, Hashem Yimkarim Doma, that there were regular Jews. My father said that his father was a business person. He was a business person, and that they had a chevra shas, that they would learn together from 3 o'clock in the morning until 7. Then they went to the mikveh, then they davened, and they went to work. And they went through Shas many, many times. They went through that teal many times through Shas until Hitler came. They went through many times. They went through Shas. So Rabbi Nachman says, "Ligmo b'chol shana Shas every year to finish Shas im harif v'harosh with the riff and the rush va'ar b'shulchan aruch gedaylim until in all four chalokim of shulchan aruch every year v'chol hamadrashim kulam and all of medrash v'chol sifrei hazor v'tikunei zohar chadash and zohar chadash." And all the Zohar Kodesh and all the Tikkunim. V'chol Sifrei Kabbalah at the end. V'chol Sifrei Kabbalah Mi'ariza. Every year. And then afterwards he says, but if you can't do this, it doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't love you. So it's something. He has a disclaimer afterwards. Or not, you know. Because you can have a little bit of a Halishas Das. Every year, all of this. All of this. So how are we supposed to take that journey? Okay, Rabbi Levin is an inspiration to us. How are we supposed to take that journey that Rabbi Nachman is talking about? And even if we say, that's too much, we can't even be masik such a thing. First of all, you need the midas of Rabbi David Kamenetsky, Zechon Levracha, that Rabbi Yisrael was describing. That kriyus, that tadirus, that tmidius, that's the only way that could happen. But there's something else. There's a vart from the son of the Taldasar and the Tzadik of Divrei Emunah. On this pasuk that I said before, Avishalach Chanoch es Elokim ve'einenu kilokach es Elokim. That Chanoch took that tiul with God. He went on that trip. So the Divya Muna says that the world is mamish, the world is crazy. He didn't use that word. He said many, many sentences about this world as being a world of hestaponim, of choshech, of darkness. There are a million distractions. There's so many things that are pulling us away from that Gan Eden, from that Tiyul. There's so many things that are pulling us down. In order for one to be able to succeed in this undertaking of Rabbi Levin completing tonight, and Yibodol Ben Chaim L'Chaim, what Rabbi David was doing during his lifetime, and in order to do that, there's one particular mida that's required that the Divya Muna says more than anything. And it's not one that you would actually think of. The Gemara says, Chol Yom, every single day of our lives, the Eitz Hara is misgaber. The Eitz Hara is strong and getting stronger all the time. And the Molech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, it's Gemara in Kedushin Aflamet, the Molech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, Ein Adam Yochalai. And if not for Siyaita Dishmaya, if not for Hashem's help, it would be impossible. We couldn't possibly do it without Hashem's help. Now, the Baal Gaiva, a person who's conceited, besides that problem of his arrogance, he's missing Siyaita Dishmaya. He's missing that help of God. Because the Baruch Shalom said about a Baal Gaiva, Ein Anivu Hu, Yichayim Lo Debo Elamecha, I can't be with him together. I can't go for that walk with a Baal Gaiva. I don't want to be in his company. It's very uncomfortable to be with an arrogant person. And the Baruch Shalom says also, I don't want to be with an arrogant person. I can't be with such a person. I don't take walks with guys like that. But somebody's a Baal Gaiva, Ein Anivu Hu. So listen to what it says. How was Chanuch able to rise above the time that he lived in? Because he was living in a very strange time. Mabel, the world went nuts. How did he stay in that? How did he stay on that track? How did he stick with God during that time? How was that possible? How was it that he wasn't pulled away by the flood? So Vayishalach Chanuch es Elokim. So the Divya Muna says, you know why? Because it was never about him. Ve'einenu. He disappeared. He didn't make anything of himself. And there's nobody that God loves more than somebody who's humble. La'anovim yitain chayin. The Baruch Shalom says, somebody who's a ve'einenu type of a Jew who's ve'einenu. The Baruch Shalom says, chabasach anot. It's against his amim at them, you know? I have such a not being taking trips with a guy that's a veinenu kind of a Jew. A Jew who is a mashahu, the Baruch Shalom says, oh, somebody else. But if you're a veinenu Jew, then the Baruch Shalom is vayishalo chanech selekim. How's that possible? In the Mabul? Veinenu. And is veinenu, then it's ki lokach oy selekim. Then the Baruch Shalom says, I want to be with such a Jew. Lokach oy selekim, the Baruch Shalom takes such a Jew for himself. Once the Baruch Shalom takes you for himself, once he's with you, you can accomplish anything. Because a person who's an anav has access to unbelievable hashpah of siyata dishmaya, to tremendous, tremendous siyata dishmaya, to God's help. How was Rav David Kamenetsky, how was he able to accomplish in his lifetime? And for nowadays, it wasn't a long life in years for these days. But to accomplish so much, you know, it's one of those levayas that I went to when I came home, and I said to my wife, it doesn't sound so nice, but I said, it's chaval, you mamish mister gaval de levaya. I know it sounds morbid, but you know what I mean. I don't mean in a bad way. I said, you missed it. And she was able to, there were some people that took, she was able to watch much of it. I said, you really have to see this, to hear what this person was, what he did, what he accomplished, and it was such an emus. Such a sweetness and such a gentleness. Because a veinenu Jew, he does things that he can accomplish things that are beyond, that are lamala manatar, that are way beyond. He can become something much bigger than himself. But if you're a Jew that's a mashahu and you have that yeshus, you're very limited. It's just, then it's just that your own skills or talents, and we're all very, very limited. There are some people that have great, but mostly are not. We're not like that. So, I think it's a tremendous chus for us here in the shul. First of all, we're honored to have the family here with us. It's a big honor for us. And we're also, it's an honor for us to have Rabbi Levin and Randy with us. You know, these years have been years for us that have been filled with bracha. And the bracha comes with the very nainu type of people that they are. But it brings in so much bracha for us in every way, in so many ways. Hashem is bracha to help. That we should all be able to take that tiyul in Gan Eden, but it should be in Gan Eden here in this world, in Yerushalayim. A Gan Eden of Yakitz of Iran, and called Sheikhnei Arfa, where all those beautiful, beautiful Jews like Reb David and my Zaydi and all these Jews who are, well, my Zaydi wasn't Zaydi for a place to be buried, but all of these wonderful, wonderful people who gave their lives to go with Hashem in this world, that we should be Zaydi to be Matayel together with them in Gan Eden in this world, and Yerushalayim with the blessing of Amitish, maybe Amen or Amen. Mazel.
Before I'm aside, I just want to conclude with a quick story. The point of this siyum is, of course, to hopefully bring chizik to everyone, myself included, to continue to learn. And perhaps something we could take home tonight is the theme of Rav David Kamenetsky Tzatzal and the aspect of Torah being compared to chalav and milk, that aspect of teaching students and children. And although most of us here are not teachers, most of us are parents and have children and grandchildren to teach. And that oftentimes requires Messias Nefesh because we're all very busy. We're busy whether it's teaching, whether we're working, whether we're dealing with life. We oftentimes have these big hasagas of wanting to learn with our children or grandchildren and end up not having the time. And perhaps that's something we could take home tonight. Just spend a few minutes a week learning with our children and grandchildren. And I want to share a story with you about the Ridbaz. The Ridbaz wrote the Perish Ridbaz in Yerushalmi, later in life moved to Tzfas. It was the yard side of his father, and he got to shul unusually very early. He would oftentimes get there on time, but he got there very early one day on the yard side. He got to shul, he took off his hat, sat by his gender, and just was in deep in thought for a long period of time. The minyan came, were ready to start mincha, and he was still deep in thought. And one of his dear friends came over to the Ridbaz and said, Kvod Harav, you know, your father has been nifter 50 years already. He died at the old age of 80-something. Why are you so deep in thought now? So Ridbaz explained to him that when he was younger, his parents were not wealthy at all. Wanted to ensure that the Ridbaz had a very strong personal Rebbe, private tutor, to make sure he becomes the greatest Talmud Chacham he could possibly become. And back then they had to spend one ruble a month, which was a lot of money in general, and particularly for his parents who were not wealthy. His parents, his father made ovens, built ovens. And every single month they'd work hard, Moser Nefesh, to provide that ruble to pay the Malamed. And it was one winter, one terrible winter, where they ran out of material. They couldn't build ovens in Russia where they were. And one month went by and he couldn't pay the Malamed in the second month and the third month. And after 3 months of not being paid, the Rebbe gave the Ridbaz, who was a student at the time, a note, a letter to take home to his parents. And the Ridbaz brought the letter home and the parents opened up and it said, I can no longer teach your son if I don't get paid. I need a parnassa myself. And their world came crashing down in front because that was their whole life was their son, the Ridbaz, to become someone big. And so the father didn't know what to do, so he went to shul that evening and he overheard a conversation from a wealthy yid who was there, who was building a beautiful house for his son and daughter. And he said, I can't find anyone to build an oven for them because there's no material in Russia. We're just empty. You can't find someone to build it. And anyone here could find someone to build an oven, I'll give them 6 rubles. So the Ridbaz's father went home with this idea and spoke to his wife and The very next moment, after the conversation, where that conversation was, the two of them start to take apart their oven, brick by brick. And it was a very cold winter in general. It's cold in Russia, and the winter was a brutal winter. And they took apart their oven and brought it to this man's house and built an oven. And the wealthy man gave them 6 rubles. He went home, sent it to the Rebbe, this is your 3 rubles that I owe you, and 3 rubles for the next 3 months. And that winter, they spent in the freezing cold in Russia. And the Rebbe said that day, he said it was in Tzfas, it was a little cold. He says, maybe I'll get a minion to come to my house tonight for the yard site. Then he remembered what his father went through for him. I can't do that. So he traveled to Shul in the cold Tzfas, which is not very, very cold, even in the coldest part of the year. And that's what he was thinking of the great Messias Nefesh, as his parents did for him. So, in Mirat Hashem, perhaps we could walk away from this evening tonight to spend a little bit of time with our children, grandchildren, a few minutes a week, a half an hour a week, to learn something, whether it's what they're learning in yeshiva, whether it's something that they're learning outside of yeshiva, just the Moser Nefesh, just a little bit, even though it might make you uncomfortable and you're tired when it comes home from work or whatever you're doing, just a few minutes a week to spend with each of our children and grandchildren. I'm going to Messiah now quickly, and we ask Daniel Kamenetsky to say the Kaddish afterwards. Last few lines of Maseches Nida, it's a well-known Brisa. Tana de Beil Yahu, Kol Hashon Halachos B'chol Yom, Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Those who learn Halacha every single day are guaranteed to Olam Haba, Shenema Halichos Olam Lo Al Tikri Halichos Ela Halachos Hajin Lach Tinokes Silika La Maseches Nida Shas Babu. Hajin Lach Maseches Nida V'talman Bavli V'hajra Chalon Daita Lach Maseches Nida V'talman Bavli V'daita Chalon Lo Nisishin Menach Maseches Nida V'talman Bavli V'talman Bavli V'talman Bavli V'talman Bavli V'talman Hajar Allah Maseches Nida V'Salman Bavli V'Hajar Chalon Daita Daita Allah Maseches Nida V'Salman Bavli Daita Chalon Lo Nisa Sheminach Maseches Nida V'Salman Bavli Lo Sisa Sheminan Lo Bama Hadein Lo Bama Dasi Hajar Allah Maseches Nida V'Salman Bavli V'Hajar Chalon Daita Allah Maseches Nida V'Salman Bavli Daita Chalon Lo Nisa Sheminach Maseches Nida V'Salman Bavli Lo Sisa Sheminan Lo Bama Hadein Lo Bama Dasi Yirat Shalom Panecha Adonai Elinu V'Levaseinu Shetei Sirascha U'Menaseinu B'Almazeh Husei Yimanu Lo Mabab V'Chanina Bar Papa Rami Bar Papa Nachman Bar Papa Acha Bar Papa Abba Mary Bar Papa, Rafim Bar Papa, Rachish Bar Papa, Surah Bar Papa, Ada Bar Papa, Dar Bar Papa, Heaven, Adonai Elohim, Estavei Sarascha Befinu, Uvefios Amcha, Beis Yisrael, Dinei Nachnu, Tzizeinu, Tzizei Amcha, Beis Yisrael, Kol Yudai Shemeach, Lomdei Sosecha, Lishma, Moeva Yistech, Achmeni, Lishma Sosecha, Ki Ilom, Hili, Hili Bi, Samim Bichukecha, Leman, Loivosh, Leilam, Loeshkach, Bichudecha, Kivan, Ki Yisani, Baruch Atah, Adonai, Lomdeinu, Chukecha, Amen, 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 salavad. Modim anachnu lefanecha, Adonai Eloheinu v'levaseinu. Shesamta chalkinim yoshev beis hamedrash, v'lasamta chalkinim yoshev b'kronos. Shanu mashkimim, heim mashkimim. Anu mashkimim l'divrei sofer, heim mashkimim l'divrei b'telim. Anu amelim, heim amelim. Anu amelim mekam l'sachar, heim amelim, heim mekam l'sachar. Anu rosim, heim rosim, anu rosim l'chayim arbov, heim rosim v'ashachas, shenemar. Ve'ata elhim toridim l'v'ashachas, anshe damim yomimra, lo yechsu yimem, v'ani yavtach bach. Yiratom lefanecha, Adonai Elohai. Kishem Shazatani Lesai Masekh Nita Vasaman Babli, Kain Tazveni Lahaskil, Masekh Lusuram Lachem Lusimam, Lil Modu Lame Lishma Vlasus Lakai Meskol Devay Samatar Sakhabiava, Uzakos Khatanai Vamaram Vasamide, Chachamavi Yamoli, Lazari, Summa Shatar Mipi, Mipizari Vizarazari Adalam, Visiskaim B, Visalecha, Tancha Osach, Vishakba, Hishma Lecha, Vakitosi, Hisi Sihacha, Kivi, Buyamecha, Yosif Lakoshan's Chaim, Orechamim, Bimina, Bismola, Osha, Vahabada, Denai Oza, Maritana, Denai Varech, Mola Shalom.
Gadal, Yisgadash, Ney Rabbah.